This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place with the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That'd be in the USA, baby. Welcome to the Freedom Matters USA studios. And another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Glad to have you along on the program today. Kevin Flynn, K-Fly, Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here. Coming to you from the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1090, Flag West, booming to the Bakken, and of course, on the western edge. KLTC 1460 on your radio dial. On the program this hour, we have Mark Wagner in the bottom half of the program from ND Estate Services, the guy that helps us have a little peace at a time of loved ones passing with the trust. He's the trust guy that you can trust on the trust. And barely a day passes without somebody saying, who's that guy again that you have on? So today will be the day to get your questions answered in the program. But we begin this hour with the auditor of the great state of North Dakota, Josh Gallion, to talk about a recent audit that he presented related to the Department of Human Services. Auditor Gallion, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on the program. So give us the somewhat disturbing details, because this has to do with the child abuse. And, anytime there's an audit, you're obviously trying to engage a conversation and get things to a point where you make the in this case, the Department of Human Services better. But to know that, I think the number that stuck out with me, 577 cases of severe child abuse for extended amounts of time may have been avoided if the department was doing their job better. We've had some calls about this. I just wanted to get the facts out there. Walk us through the audit, Josh, if you would.
Well, again, Scott, I definitely appreciate the opportunity to raise some awareness. I think it's important to mention, first and foremost, that the director there, Chris Jones, and I, we have a very constructive relationship. We both approach the auditing process from very same mindset, that the goal is to try to improve services, be better stewards of resources, to making sure that the people who need these critical services are receiving the best that we have to offer. And so in this report, there were 8 findings. The one that you're referencing is probably the one that's getting the most attention, but we looked at the substance use disorder. We also looked at some compensation things at the state hospital and I think the Life Transition Center. The child abuse issue that you mentioned, is we looked at this program, this area, this program within DHS. This is the third time that we've had this similar finding in our audit reports. And so as we continue to move forward, we're trying to raise additional awareness that these are concerning issues that we definitely need to focus on. The child abuse area, there's 3 different categories of reported child abuse, and they have response time A, response time B, response time C. And really the issues that we found is that the policies in DHS require responses to reported child abuse within 24 hours. As we evaluated our sample size, so we take a small sample of the total cases and we evaluated those, the average response time within that sample size was 13 days. And so that's very concerning. And the response times, are also lagging in the other two categories. for me, this time, as we evaluated this program, the level of cases reported in these last 2 years have really skyrocketed. And so as we kind of take a look at some of the case numbers, you know, DHS was handling, you know, somewhere between 100, 150 cases a year in response time A. And this last year, it was over 350 cases. So this is really, as I look at it, a trend, something that needs some attention. And so our goal is really to raise awareness, to bring people together. That's why, you know, in communicating with Chris Jones, talking to Representative Weiss, Senator Lee, we're trying to bring the people together that can actually evaluate the program to come up with some positive solutions.
Now, department policy says an extreme abuse situation requires a response within 24 hours, right?
Correct. And that's the key one there. You're talking about, you know, burns, sexual assault, broken bones. I mean, these are some serious issues that there's a whole group of people that can respond within the 24-hour requirement. You know, it can be medical personnel, social services, law enforcement. And we have the list in our audit report. So this is going to be kind of an all-the-above approach to try and solve this.
Yeah, and something you said earlier is disturbing as well, that this isn't the first time you found the timely contact was falling short. Third time that you found that, is that what you said? And now you have the numbers skyrocketing?
The third consecutive audit that we've identified this issue. And now, yes, when you compile that with the most recent data, it's a very concerning trend. And so, again, I can't express my appreciation enough to folks like you who are trying to raise awareness that, you know, we do have an issue in North Dakota that is getting worse. And to me, I feel that, you know, with the amazing people, the resources that we have, you know, in our state, we can do better. We must do better on this front.
Yeah, and I see that Chris Jones, who, by the way, we've invited on the program to come talk about this on a future program as well, and he's agreed to do that, so we look forward to that conversation. But his response to this was basically that we need more resources is what I got out of it, that there's some recommendations coming related to funding and resources as it relates to these areas specifically. But I also hear you saying there's a whole host of people that could respond. So if you get the flag, if you will, that, hey, this is a severe situation, it wouldn't necessarily always have to be somebody from DHS that responds, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, building those partnerships with law enforcement, making sure the folks in the community who are looking at these cases, you know, there are other people that we can leverage and lean on for additional support. Now, I know law enforcement is, you know, they're maxed out too. And we talked about our medical field. You know, there's a tremendous shortage of nurses. And so, you know, this is an issue. I know there are others, but each one of those professions in those areas, they've got a lot of their own challenges as well. But I still feel that, you know, there are opportunities where we can come together. We can make sure that, you know, as a state, we're working together to try to help change the path of these numbers.
Chris in Dickinson has a question on the program. Go ahead, Chris. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Question. In the audit, did you research how many of DHS employees are still working from home? And second question is, who can be held accountable for this? This is unacceptable. 3 years in a row, our most vulnerable are having to suffer because we're incompetent and inept and lacking resources because our resources are working from home. It's ridiculous, but somebody better be held accountable for this. I know it's not your job, Josh. I appreciate what you're doing, but somebody's got to be held accountable for this. Thank you.
Well, we did not evaluate the working environment of all of these different social workers. You know, that was not a part of the audit, so I don't really have any information to report on that. I don't know if these folks are teleworking or working from the office. I would leave that for Mr. Jones to answer.
And how about for accountability? Who does that fall on, Josh?
Well, and that's something that that Chris and I have talked about. You know, and he does feel very strongly about this. We've had some very emotional conversations. This is a serious issue, and I know he is dedicated to making sure that he works with our legislative partners to really making sure that we do devote the proper resources. And I will leave it to those individuals to make sure that, you know, whatever those levels are to address this is you know, discussed. That's, again, the goal of this audit report is not the end, but is the beginning of hopefully a bigger discussion. And that's where, you know, raising awareness, getting people informed, that's our goal.
We'll take a quick break, come back with more of our conversation with Josh Gallion. There were some other points in this audit specifically we can cover briefly, and there's another audit I want to ask him about as well on the IT side, get an update on that. And, you know, the caller raises a good point related to working from home. I mean, how do we know that's more efficient? I would assume, you know, department heads have a handle on that. Are they getting the work product, the output? I don't know the answer to that, so I think it's a worthy question. We'll continue to ask those questions today on the program, but I'm curious whose job it is to sort of find out. Is the state getting its, you know, proper amount of work product out of people that are working from home? Good question, and I appreciate the call. Others welcome today, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Text your questions. 237-1590. More with Josh Gallion, State Auditor, after this on What's on Your Mind.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour, brought to you by PetraServe USA. Muffin Monday today, PetraServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and muffins. Any fresh-baked muffins, 99 cents today. How about that? And, of course, the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience as well, like hamburger hot dish in Harwood, sweet and sour chicken and rice in Glendon, Sweetie's Meatballs in MP Avenue, Salisbury Steak 45th. In Fargo, pulled pork or sloppy joes in Yulin today. Chicken fettuccine or stuffed peppers, West Main Avenue. Beefy noodles, 12th and I-29, PetraServe USA. Continuing our chat with Josh Gallion, state auditor in North Dakota. By the way, Christopher Jones will join us tomorrow, who is the executive director of human services as well. So we did confirm that he will be on the program tomorrow to address us from their perspective as well. Any other items that you think should be highlighted here? Josh, I know that you mentioned that there were 8 items in total, and this one has got the most attention, but what else from the Department of Human Services is in the blinking light on the dashboard that needs to be dealt with?
I think the other issue that's got a lot of attention is the substance use disorder program. And when we evaluated that, we our goal is to make sure that the program can reach the maximum amount of people based on the funding that the legislature has put in for that program. And what we discovered is that, the department was not doing income verification. So there are some thresholds that people have to be below a certain threshold of income to be able to qualify. So these are some of the things that have come up. But I do know that the department has already implemented some of these suggestions and some of these recommendations while incorporating some of those income verifications, trying to recover some of that money. Because some of the individuals that were paid for the substance use vouchers were actually eligible under other funding sources like Medicaid. And so, they are already working on resolving a lot of this. We're actually working with them now to kind of reconcile some of the data that we looked at. They're looking at some of their data. So, for me, that's very encouraging to know that, the work that the audit team is doing is leading to positive change and that the agency is working on incorporating a lot of this. So, that's the other area. There's some other things that are important. There were some compensation issues we looked at. And then one of our findings I like to point out, it has a very large dollar amount assigned to it, $629 million. That is a simple reporting error. So the information that the department needs to report to OMB, it wasn't reported properly. And so just to make sure that people understand, it doesn't mean money was misspent or misappropriated or improperly used. It's just a reporting error, and because it's a material issue, we do have to include it in our report. But it's a great report. The audit team did some outstanding work, and I would encourage people to take a look at it.
To the extent that the response from Chris Jones we're going to hear tomorrow, I'm guessing will involve, again, more resources, more people to be able to do the job. In other words, explaining this is saying, hey, we simply don't have enough people to have the proper response times or whatever. Same thing on the substance use disorder. Is that something that the audit would support? In other words, is that a plausible reason for these failures, that there's not enough people, not enough resources?
Well, our audits don't really evaluate that. We identify that there's a deficiency there, that things aren't happening in accordance with either the laws, the rules, or policies. The level of people, those types of managerial decisions, we really leave up to the agency to work with the legislature to ensure that, again, proper resourcing is done. The auditors, in order to maintain our independence, we really don't cross that line. Because that would impair our independence if we then became part of management's decisions. And so we really kind of, we stay on our side of the line and then leave it up to them to evaluate and to determine what is needed for the programs.
Got it. Two other things I want to get to before we're finished here in the few minutes we have left. One is this question that came up earlier from the listener related to working from home. Is there any way to have a grasp on how many people are working from home and whether the state is getting, I hear a lot that the efficiency has actually increased, but I don't, what's the data that supports that? Is that something the audit function can dig into, or is that outside your purview?
Well, that is definitely something that a performance audit could evaluate. Have we done so? No. We've done our own internal evaluations as to the teleworking, environment. We've actually implemented what we call our hybrid system, where we do allow some flexibility. But in our experience, it's very individual. Some people can handle the level of discipline needed to stay focused at home. We've actually had other people that, that type of environment, it just didn't work. And so we really approach this on a case-by-case basis, making sure that the individuals, one, they've got the proper setup at home, They've got all of the necessary skills and ability to work from home. We also want to make sure that, you know, their home environment is positive and constructive, and, you know, there aren't any other personal issues there. So we look at it a little differently, but, you know, we've kind of, that hybrid approach is what we've settled on.
Last question, another audit that is underway. You and I have talked about this before related to the IT world and specifically to whether or not, you know, the apparatus used, the technology used within elections is you know, giving you a good and proper outcome. Where's that particular audit at, Josh?
So the legislature appropriates us funding to go out and hire a security expert, and they do network scans, penetration testing. They try to ensure that our IT systems are up to par and adequate. I do not have the full report yet, and as part of that, they did look at our election systems in North Dakota. They evaluated software, the hardware. I don't have a full report, and so I'm kind of hesitant about, you know, what I want to talk about. Because in the end, when we finish up the report, it does go through some IT reviews to make sure that we don't provide any information that could allow somebody to penetrate or find vulnerabilities in our system. But that is underway. That is being conducted now. My hope is that here in the next 2 to 3 months, we'll have a report available, a publicly available report. We'll have a confidential report that will go to, you know, specific individuals, but a public report available for people to look at.
Very good. Appreciate that and look forward to that follow-up as well in the coming days. Josh, anything else you want to tell our listeners about any of this?
No, you know, not right now, but again, I can't tell you how much I appreciate, you know, getting this information out there, sharing this information, making people aware that, you know, this is, you know, especially with child abuse, you know, this is an issue that will take more than just DHS to solve. This is down to the counties, law enforcement, with medical personnel, and so I'm just glad that you know, after 3 audits for us, you know, hopefully we're going to finally start seeing some positive changes.
Yeah, I think we all want that. Frustrating to know that there have been delays in response times to such a sad and tragic situation, no doubt about it. So I'm glad this has the sunshine it deserves, and hopefully the attention from DHS. We'll find out more about that tomorrow. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Josh Kelly, and the state auditor in North Dakota on What's on Your Mind. A little bit of breaking news here today that Tony Fauci has announced that he'll be stepping down as Biden's chief medical advisor and the top infectious disease official. I think he'd said previously that he would serve under Biden, and after Biden he'd probably be done, but that timetable's been moved up a little bit, and looks like he is stepping down in December. So Tony Fauci out. As of later this year.
What will we do?
Just announced. I think we're going to be just
who
fine.
Who will we listen to for our roles?
Somebody that's maybe a little more credible than Tony Fauci we'll be listening to, I hope. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Beverly, wake up! Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A survey of 198 members of the National Association for Business Economics conducted August 1st through the 9th were asked, how confident are you that the feds will be able to handle inflation? 73% had a negative view. 16-year-old Kylie Rodney was last seen August 6th at a party at a campground in Truckee, California. That's just north of Lake Tahoe. After going missing, partygoers refused to cooperate with police trying to find her. Last night, a body and car were found in the Prosser Creek Reservoir. The divers claim it is that of the missing girl. Adventures with Purpose has the equipment law enforcement does not have to find the submerged car. Greg Bishop on KCRA, NBC3.
You know, I know they put in thousands of hours of searching, and Adventures with Purpose just has a specialty. They have the knowledge of reading their sonar equipment.
USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by MyPillow. Mike has said, hey, time to save our country here. Time to put it all on the line. That's what the Moment of Summit, Moment of Truth Summit was all about this past weekend. And by the way, if you missed any of that, frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. Share it. Get it out there. Do a deep dive. Take the time. America's worth it. And right now, up to 66% off everything at MyPillow.com. Hey, I didn't get a pair of those slippers yet. Now's the time. Hey, what about those sandals that are brand new? Now's the time. Slippers are actually flying off the shelf to the point where they're starting to get into inventory issues there. So you can find your size, snap it while you can. MyPillow.com up to 60%, 66% off everything. Maybe it's the sheets. Maybe it's the towels. Maybe it's the robe. Whatever you're looking for. Now's the time, up to 66% off everything. But you must use the promo code SCOTT. The promo code SCOTT. You ready for this? Or call 800-506-9028. Promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota in a moment here, but first a little bit of Vikings news. I know this will have everybody excited. The Vikes have acquired Nick Mullins in a trade, reportedly, with the LA Raiders, or the Las Vegas Raiders, excuse me. So this guy would be, Mullins would be a backup for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, considering the way Mannion and Kellen Mond have been playing.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I can see why they brought him in. Yep. Yeah.
Now, they build this as the Vikings acquiring a former starting quarterback via trade, but the guy really was a starting quarterback in one season as a backup in San Francisco because the starter, Garoppolo, was...
if you start one game, you're a former starting quarterback.
Well, that's true. It's true. The headline is appropriate. It is accurate, but it's not exactly like, you know...
He's more of a journeyman.
Yeah.
Mullins is, yeah. I mean, he's a backup guy. But, you know, he better backup, I think, than we're dealing with either one of the ones we have now. It's impossible to find a good QB in the NFL.
He didn't give up much either.
No, seventh rounder in 2 years.
Yeah, conditional seventh round pick in 2024.
Yeah.
All of this is just rumor at this point. None of it quite confirmed yet, but that's the... I guess they did confirm it now. They have. So, it's official. It's on the website. Vikes traded this seventh-round pick in 2024 to the Las Vegas Raiders in exchange for quarterback Nick Mullins. He's got to pass a physical, though. I think he should be okay there. Anyway, Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Scott. Good morning, fellas. I just blanched. you guys were talking about that statement that Chris Jones put out. You know, I'm from South Dakota. I'm not a member of his constituency, such as it is, but as a philosophical conservative, my mistrust of government and government institutions is reflexive. Okay, I tend to start from the assumption of incompetence where government is concerned, and then the surprises are pleasant when I am surprised. But every time I hear a department head, someone in government saying, we need more resources or we don't have enough resources, what I hear them saying in bureaucrat speak is, we need more of your money. And whether that's what Chris Jones is asking for, I don't know. It may come down to that at some point. But as a philosophical conservative, I blanch. I think the question of how many people are working from home is a distraction and doesn't address what's really wrong.
Well, that came from a listener that was just inquiring whether or not that was the issue. But I'm with you a little bit. That's why we asked Chris Jones to come on tomorrow. I mean, when you've got a third time that this has been flagged in an audit, and you're talking about, again, child abuse. Not just your run-of-the-mill child abuse, but the severe child abuse cases, okay? And 577 of the cases for extended amounts of time may have been avoided if this had been fixed the first time it was flagged or the second time it was flagged. And, you know, again, department policy says we find out about one of these bad extreme abuse situations, we respond within 24 hours, and the average was 13 days. So I bristle, too, to say, well, just give us more money. And then we will we'll be hunky-dory. We'll be ready to go. Everything will be fine. More money will solve the problem. That is not an appropriate answer. It's we're going to do everything in our power to say we're going to do what we're supposed to do within 24 hours, Ryan. I'm with you. I'm bristling at that as well. Another listener says, sounds like HHS, which is the national acronym, but the Department of Homeland Security, I'm sorry, the Department of Human Services in North Dakota is what they're referring to, DHS. Sounds like DHS was more interested in getting a red flag law passed the last two sessions than protecting our children. Again, an agency with wrong priorities. People are not happy about that in any way, shape, or form. As promised, the man you can trust about trusts. Ladies and gentlemen, ND Estate Services, Mark Wagner, back with us on the program. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. What do you want our listeners to know today about probate?
Well, what I'm going to try to focus on a little bit is, yeah, probate is a huge concern out there in North Dakota and also in South Dakota, Minnesota, because if you just have a will, even though it's in a will by state law, in other words, the state says that if you have a will, it has to be probated on your death. In other words, a court has to give transfer rights to have that transferred to your heirs. But when you have a trust or a grantor trust set up for your estate, what that's going to do is going to bypass that probate process and go directly to your heirs at the stepped-up cost basis, saving taxes.
So let's
tax is a big issue this time right now, because of all these 87,000 people been hearing about, this is something we really should pound on a little bit here.
All right. So, number one, it's done quicker.
Oh, there's no probate. 2 weeks after your death, after this passing of the second one of you guys, your wife and your, then it would be a settlement, because it's a private agreement between you and your beneficiaries.
So it takes less time, two weeks versus 2 years.
As soon as we get the death
certificate.
Yeah, thank you. I'm having a brain burp this morning. So. Yeah, but you got to remember, a properly funded trust is going to avoid that probate. So if you do have a trust out there, I'll get a lot of people who do call me, and they'll have a trust set up for their estate, but the attorney has given them what they call a letter of instruction how to get it funded, and most people don't understand what that is. So what I try to do after your trust has been established, it needs to be funded. In other words, get all your assets in there. If your assets in your trust, they're going to be private. No one's going to know about that. Because they're private, they're not going to be probated. Because they're not going to be probated, none of the assets are going to be contested. It's uncontestable. It's
so the thing I want folks to know when it relates to probate is, number one, is the time. And you've made that very, very clear on the difference there of the cost, too. I mean, the cost of probate.
It's significant. But I want to just kind of say a couple other things just besides mentioning the cost. And it's almost, in my opinion, from, I don't know, have I have over 300-plus families I've helped. An attorney who sets up a trust for the estate is typically almost a conflict of interest to have it properly funded. What that means is that, I'm sure you're going to get a lot of emails and comments about that. But what happens is, if it's properly funded, guess how much money he's going to get from the estate someday? None. Because all your assets are listed in trust. And then what typically happens when you have an attorney to do it, he doesn't spend time with you annually. You're going to buy other assets. You're going to do this. Oh, you seen an investment property over there, so you bought it. Because that's not listed in your trust, assets not listed in your trust are going to be subject to that probate and also guardianship issues. But because of that, you know, the kids may get the stepped up cost basis on that property, but not before it goes to probate and not before it goes to guardianship if you're incapacitated. Remember, when you're incapacitated, it's not you controlling your assets, it's the courts controlling your assets every time. Every time, guaranteed.
I think one of the most, important issues for folks related to a trust versus going through the probate hell is the fact that it's private if it's done in a trust. It isn't public.
It's not a public record deal. Privacy is so important nowadays, and that as soon as we get the death certificates and assets are in the trust, the trustee, typically one of the grantor's kids, are giving it to the beneficiaries, and oftentimes the beneficiary is often the trustee. But I do have a couple of issues. I like to maybe put a couple of seeds out there about trustees. I don't really appreciate corporate trustees. It reminds me, when I was helping my dad, we were doing his estate, and all of a sudden, you know, we got it all going to go ahead and get it signed there as attorney, and all of a sudden dad stopped returning my phone calls. And it must have been for about 2 weeks, and I was going like, what is going on here? Then all of a sudden he calls me up and said, Marco, when can you come out and help me? Well, hear what he did. He went to Wells Fargo, he went to Dakota Bank, and here he said, well, we're going to charge you six figures just to help manage your estate. And when dad found that out, oh, Mark, when can you come out here and help? I was telling my siblings that, they were just laughing so
hard. That's another cost issue.
The cost issue, if all possible, if you have a level-headed child, let them be the trustee. And not only that, they need to be involved in things anyway. Okay? And I'm here as just an advisor, and that's about it. So.
More with Mark Wagner, the guy you can trust on trust. We're talking trust, we're talking probate.
Yeah, save taxes.
We're talking a whole lot of value. Whole lot of value, folks. That really comes down to this, a peace of mind. You know, I mean, yes, you protect yourself from guardianship, you're avoiding probate, you're saving on taxes, but it's about peace in the family at a very challenging time. So more with Mark Wagner on that. ND Estate Services after this.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on Your Mind is powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. 0% APR for 36 months on most new GMCs and Buicks. Plus, of course, Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Not only on those, but there are over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs in stock. And I'm just pulling up the very latest figure to see 36 have Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, including a pre-owned 2018 GMC Yukon. Just think of how much you're saving. Was $67,000, now $59,999. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, and our final segment here, Mark Wagner's here, and we get a lot of calls about Mark, questions, emails. Hey, who's that guy again, the trust? I've been meaning to talk to him, and I haven't done it yet, and I heard him one time, and you need to do it. So we from time to time, bring Mark back on the air so we can say he's the guy. NDEstateServices.com, 701-318-0908. Listener wants to know a question, answer to this question. So you tell me, if I die unexpectedly without a trust, and the assets that I have built up are going to be controlled by a court, is that an affirmative?
What I would tell him is that by state law, if you don't have a will when you die intestate. And if you have just a will, it's state law. It's not This is not legal advice. It's, you can look it up. It's just information. Your entire estate will be locked up until a judge oversees the distribution of your estate. Then what happens? You get probate papers. Then the kids can go unlock your banks, can have access to your securities. You can have permission at the courthouse to transfer your house or your property without any.
It's a mess.
It's a handful. We're doing a trust. We just finished up a trust here in Fargo, and a lady was the beneficiary of her brother's estate who died unexpectedly. Right now, she said, Mark, they spent over $60,000, and they're not complete yet, just on probate fees and attorney fees. The only people who benefit, when I said conflict of interest, what happens is an attorney, all those wills they do, what they do, they sell that book of wills someday. That's how they retire. So where all these attorneys retire millionaires, it's true. But when you have that exactly, it's going to be probated. When you have a revocable trust set up for the estate, number one is business as usual. But when you pass away, it goes directly to your heirs. It bypasses probate. Probate, again, is that.
So you're deciding how your assets are divided up.
You are totally controlling your estate. Who gets what, and because of that, it's not contestable.
That's why I'm talking about peace of mind.
Gives the guy peace of mind every time, each and every.
It's also private.
Totally, it's a private agreement.
Another question from a listener: what happens if I have properties in other states? Does that make it more challenging?
Oh well, your kids are going to be spending five times the amount of money because. There'll be a separate probate in each and every state.
Unless you have a trust.
Not if you have a trust. If those assets are properly funded into your trust. People have trusts all the time, but the assets aren't funded. I know there's listeners out here right now, and if it is, I'm speaking to you. If you have a trust and if you have assets, it needs to be funded in your trust. If you don't know how to do that, that's what I specialize in. Happy to show you how that works. But in addition to that, you're going to get annual service, too, and a whole bunch of other things for your family. So
you can get peace of mind.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I am just going to, again, reemphasize, when you have a trust, one of the benefits of having a trust is that when those assets pass, they pass on the stepped-up cost basis. Do you know what that means?
Sure.
It means the kids aren't going to have to pay all those capital gain taxes, and I've gotten other questions this week about all these different IRS agents. I tell you what, it's not 87,000 IRS agents. There's over 87,000 reasons why to make your estate private. Keep them in the family. Then they're going to be protected from that sort of thing. A grantor trust is the way to go. Otherwise, your family's going to be in a mess of confusion. Fees, mess.
You make this so easy, Mark. It's really it's wonderful working with you. You've done a wonderful job for Marie and I, and just give us a great peace of mind. So we appreciate what you do. We wholeheartedly endorse what you do, and encourage folks just to have a conversation. I mean, call Mark up, have a conversation. He'll come to your home, sit down, walk you through all the different options. 701-318-0908. It's a telephone number, by the way. 701-318-0908. Or online at ndestateservices.com. Right. What else do you want folks to know?
Well, I was going to say, if you want me to help, that's wonderful. But if you don't want me to help, all the families that I see, Scott, they get what they call an estate organizer. And that is a document and explains the entire process. It explains all the terms, conditions, meanings. So like you're educated. What we've tried to do is we tried to take this complicated process and we tried to make it simple. I get that every single time. We try to make it simple for you and your family. And that way your family's the winner each and every time.
So everybody that calls is going to get one of these organizers.
At no additional cost. It just comes with it. Whether they want me to help them or not, they just get it for calling. So
ndestateservices.com is the website, or call 701 318-0908. That's Mark's cell phone. I don't know how many people do that, but heard my cell phone. Leave a message if you miss me, and I'll call you back.
Amen to that. God bless everybody. God bless you and your family, and thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you and Steve and the entire team here at the Flag. So.
Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services, 701-318-0908. All right, Chris Jones, North Dakota Department of Human Services, tomorrow on What's on Your Mind, and much more. Don't miss it.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honeydew list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.